me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Well, I've challenged many tax laws in Washington, but I think this is the most outrageous one that I've ever seen. And I tried to warn you months and months ago. So, as I said, I'm not going to pay this tax. My wife and I had long-term care coverage. We signed up years ago. I talked to all three of our daughters, and I advised them months ago. Same time I was talking about it on the air. And I said, hey, do something private so you're not stuck on the state plan. All three of my daughters did something private. They're not going to have to pay it. I wish you had that option now. But it's all called a long-term care tax. You're going to take 0.58 out of your paycheck with no cap. You make $100,000, you pay $580 a year. You make $200,000, you'll pay $1,160 a year. And on and on and on it goes. And for what? Well, you're going to get about $36,000 benefit if you retire in Washington, and $36,000 by the time you retire, depending on how young you are. That might be 2 months. Right now it's about 6 months in a facility. It's an outrageous tax. It's an income tax. And Senator Jeff Wilson is one of the senators on the Republican side trying to talk some sense into Jay Inslee. And he joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Dory. It's really a pleasure to be here, sir.
I appreciate it. So what are you calling on Jay Inslee to do right now?
Well, I mean, what we're calling him on him to do is what he's been practicing for the past 500 and some plus days. And this is him to exercise his given emergency powers to push the pause button on this horrific dead end rabbit hole kind of a program. He and only he has the power to do this. So, you know, essentially, Dory, we're asking the governor to consider this. With great power comes great responsibility. We're asking him to invoke his powers and to give us that relief that we need. Obviously, the legislature can't do it. So truly, he's the only person that can provide this relief we're seeking.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just amazing to me, Senator. While, you know, the Democrats at the federal level are proposing $3.5 trillion, which is just an unfathomable amount of spending. Oh, I forgot. It costs zero, though. I forgot about that part. $3.5 trillion. And then here in the state, the government's going to take some of that welfare that the feds give you, and then you're going to give it right back to the state of Washington as government welfare. Correct me if I'm wrong. If somebody's 25 years old, works till they're 60 in this state, pays into it every year, they could pay in $30,000, $40,000. And if they retire in Arizona or Texas, they don't get one penny of benefit, correct?
That is correct, sir. I will not dispute. It's factual.
Also, if somebody lives in Coeur d'Alene or Portland and works in Spokane or Vancouver, they would pay the tax and not even be eligible for any benefit. Is that also correct?
That's also correct.
See, this is outrageous. What was happening down in Olympia? Because I was trying to sound the alarm before the legislature passed this and before Jay Inslee signed it. But what was going on with somebody like you and your colleagues who have some fiscal responsibility when you are seeing a monstrosity like this come along?
Yeah, you know, we saw this kind of legislative writing on the wall, and as you said, it was passed. It wasn't passed necessarily per se on complete party lines. There was across the aisle member or two that supported to not go down with this crazy, you know, this one way in, no way out kind of, well, an employee payroll tax that was painted to have some kind of benefit. As you pointed out, where's the benefit of this and the fairness, especially because you don't have a choice. You have a very strict timeline. It's kind of do or die. Without the vote of the people, you're going to be stuck with this, and you won't be damaged because the big surprise, Dory, comes to everybody in January when money is taken from your hard-earned paycheck for something that really doesn't make any sense. And, you know, the origin of this program is, why is Washington State trying to blaze a new trail? No other United States state has gone down this path. This is a program borrowed from Europe, mainly Germany, and we didn't vet it properly. Again, I don't even see where the people haven't had a chance to vote on this.
Well, no, the people have had absolutely no say other than sending some wild spending far left people to the legislature. So what breaks my heart, Senator, as I said, I talked about this on the air throughout the session. I talked about it after Jay Inslee signed it. I told people, get private coverage. Then you can opt out, not be, and the private coverage, it'll follow you if you retire elsewhere. It's much better benefit. And I sat down with my three daughters. I explained what was coming. I said, here are your options. They all signed up for private coverage, so they will all opt out. But that's not available anymore because every private long-term care insurance company has pulled out of the state now.
Absolutely, Dory. And the one of the other insults to everybody here in the state is starting tomorrow. This is the famous, well, you get between October 1st and October 31st, you can opt out. But you can't opt out. It's a trick and a trap. Because there's no way out. There's no way to get the coverage and get it presented and vetted through Employment Security Department in time. Yeah. And Dory, this is a lifetime matter. I'm grateful you and your family are discussing this. I wish that all the other dads and moms out there would be discussing it with their children because, quite frankly, I don't believe that people know the impacts of this and the dangers to this, what's coming. And let's give credit where credit is due. This is all managed by a state bureaucracy called Employment Security. You know, the department that brought...
Yeah, that's a rock-solid agency. Yeah.
Just ask the Nigerians. I can give you almost $1 billion reasons of fraud, the largest fraud in state history. And now there's a potential for public records. ESD, I could say, I don't have anything positive to say because... They, too, themselves don't even have this figured out. But we're out of time, Dory. This is the end of time for the opt-out for the rest of your life and your daughters.
Okay, and this is an income tax. It's below 1%, and it's applied to everybody. If they're the poorest person in the state or the richest, they're going to pay 0.58. So I guess it's constitutional, but it's a backdoor income tax, which is the Democrats' holy grail. But here's the bottom line, Senator, and we do only have a few seconds left. You're calling on Jay Inslee to use his emergency powers to suspend this tax and give people an option back again. What? Why in the world would anybody think that Jay Inslee would say no to tax money?
Well, it's obviously that there's the appetite for the tax, but we're making a pleading. It's a little embarrassing now that the Senate, we're pleading with the governor to do the right thing because he's the only one that can do this at this point. We're out of time. It's up to the governor. We ask him again to use that power. Use it responsibly. He has it. He's been invoking it for the past year and a half. Come on, do the right thing on behalf of all Washingtonians and everybody's sons and daughters of the future. It's
well,
a mess.
Yes, it is a mess. I have a thought, though. How about if we tell Jay Inslee that if you get vaccinated, you can opt out? So then he'd say yes. He'll do anything for those vaccinations. All right, Senator, it's good talking with you. Appreciate you coming on with me.
Thank you, Dory, and hang in there, my friend.
You got it. Senator Jeff Wilson, Jay Inslee, do the right thing for the people. This is a complete, I can't say the word I want to say. That rarely happens. It didn't feel right to me. Jay, you shouldn't do this.